Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of AI and its impact on the job market.
AI, huh? Isn't that like robots taking over the world stuff? I'm intrigued, but also slightly terrified. Should I be polishing my resume for a robot overlord?
Haha, not quite yet. This CNN article we're discussing paints a more nuanced picture. It highlights AI as America's fastest-growing job sector, which is pretty wild considering all the automation anxiety floating around. You know, I'm seeing a real shift.
So, more jobs, not less? Color me surprised. What kind of jobs are we talking about here? Designing robot butlers?
Think less robot butlers, more AI engineers, consultants, machine learning specialists. Those are the hot tickets right now. The article mentions a huge surge, like 68%, in AI-related job postings since the end of 2022, while overall job postings have actually declined. Isn't that something?
Whoa, 68%, that's insane. But hold on, doesn't this whole AI thing also mean some jobs are getting replaced? Like, what about those poor IT folks?
That's the double-edged sword, right? The article does point out a decline in traditional IT job postings, about 27%, but it also mentions companies like Google laying off workers, even while investing billions in AI. It's complicated.
Complicated is an understatement. It's like a job market roller coaster. So some IT jobs down, AI jobs up. But what's driving this crazy growth? Is it just ChatGPT?
ChatGPT is definitely a big factor. The article calls it the ChatGPT effect, a catalyst for this whole boom. But it's not the only player. There's this Chinese startup, DeepSeek, shaking things up with its open source AI model. This could lead to even faster adoption of AI across various industries. I see potential.
Open source, huh? So everyone can get in on the action? That sounds chaotic, but also exciting. But let's be real, with all this AI efficiency talk, is it really all sunshine and rainbows? Are we just automating ourselves out of existence?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The article does mention a World Economic Forum survey predicting a potential downsizing trend by 2030. But there's also this interesting perspective about a potential shift to a four-day work week thanks to increased efficiency. Imagine that.
A four-day work week? Sign me up. Okay, so maybe the robot overlords aren't so bad after all, but seriously, it sounds like we're in for a wild ride with this AI revolution. Any final thoughts?
Well, it's a fascinating, albeit uncertain time for the job market. AI is reshaping the landscape, and whether that's ultimately good or bad, it's happening fast. Keep learning, keep adapting, and who knows, maybe we'll all be enjoying those four-day work weeks sooner than we think. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.